Iran chooses a new president tomorrow. The winner of this election will lead the Islamic Republic's civilian government and will succeed President Hassan Rouhani, who's barred from running again because of term limits and who was seen when he first took office as less hardline than the country's religious leaders. This election comes as President Biden tries to bring the Iran nuclear deal back to life. Remember, former President Donald Trump yanked the U.S. out of that agreement in 2018. Let's get more from NPR's Peter Kenyon in Iran, in Tehran. Peter, remind us what role the president plays here, because Iran is really run by the religious supreme leader, right?
Oh, yes, that's correct. The leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is in charge of all important decisions, including whether to approve the nuclear deal with the U.S. and other world powers, for instance. But often it's the president who's seen as the day-to-day public face of the Iranian government. To get an idea of how Iranians think about it, I spoke with a shop owner named Mohsen. Like many Iranians, he didn't want his last name used so he could speak freely about the government without fear of retaliation. Mohsen had an analogy he likes to use to explain where the president fits in the Iranian political system. Here's what he said. He's saying he, meaning the supreme leader, arranges the scene and appoints someone as a kind of director general. We call him the president. And whatever goes wrong in the country, the director general is the one who should be blamed, not the leader. And of course, the Iranian president doesn't control the military or the Revolutionary Guards or the intelligence apparatus. So that's basically the role the candidates are competing for tomorrow.
Okay, so that's some background. But still, is this an important day tomorrow? I mean, who are the candidates? And, you know, we often hear it's between hardliners and, you know, more moderate politicians. So what is the meaning here?
Well, there's less of that kind of a breakdown this time because of the way the candidates were approved. Most of the candidates are hardline conservatives, plus a technocrat or two. That's certainly the case, hardline, I mean, with Ibrahim Raisi, the front runner. He's a cleric, former judge. He's drawn criticism for his role in the mass killings of prisoners in Iran that took place in the late 1980s. He's also known to have ambitions of becoming Iran's next supreme leader, and he is seen as Ayatollah Khamenei's preferred candidate. And while Iranian polls aren't always reliable, the projected gap between Raisi and the second-place runner Abdel Nasser Hamati is very wide. Raisi looks to have a commanding lead, and some of the other candidates appear to be recognizing that. Three of them have dropped out of the race ahead of the vote.
Huh. Well, so what are you hearing or seeing in the people there? You know, people frustrated after sanctions that President Trump reimposed when he pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear deal, Iran's economy crippled. There are, you know, very sophisticated Iranians who have tried in the past to speak out against their government. Now you're telling me it might even be a more hardline president. What's the feeling that you're getting there on the street?
Well, coming in, I was expecting a broad range of views. That's usually what I get when I'm here in Iran covering elections and other events. This time, it was a bit surprising to hear the number of critical comments, not just about the candidates, but really the entire process. And, of course, I have to remind everybody, this is my unscientific sampling, limited number of random people on the streets. But the main message I was getting is people are just very disillusioned with the chance of getting real change accomplished through the ballot box. People said they don't see any reason to vote. And that's not just about their opinion of Ibrahim Raisi. There was just as much disappointment about the outgoing president, Hassan Rouhani. People turned out in big numbers to elect him on his promises of making their lives better. Those benefits ended abruptly, as you mentioned, when Donald Trump reimposed sanctions. One Iranian I spoke with told me he thinks this election is just another sham and he'll be staying away from the voting booth tomorrow.
Oh, so what do you think? High turnout? Maybe not?
I would guess maybe not. All the top Iranian officials, including the supreme leader, have been out this week urging people to vote. But most of the analysis I've seen is saying that probably won't happen. I talked to one of Raisi's campaign staffers about that, and he was a bit defensive. He said, well, whatever it is, it'll be higher than the usual turnout in America. But the estimate he did come up with was 50% or a little more, not high by Iranian standards. And one pollster has just come out with an estimate of turnout just over 40%. We'll find out soon enough.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Tehran. Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.